Friday, August 14th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 49, verses 28 through 33. Concerning Kedar and the kingdoms of Hazan that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, struck down, thus says the Lord, rise up, advance against Kedar, destroy the people of the east. Their tents and their flocks shall be taken, their curtains and all their goods, their camels shall be led away from them, and men shall cry to them, tear on every side. Flee, wander far away, dwell in the depths, O inhabitants of Hazan, declares the Lord. For Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has made a plan against you and formed a purpose against you. Rise up, advance against a nation at ease that dwells securely, declares the Lord, that has no gates or bars, that dwells alone. Their camels shall become plunder, their heads of livestock a spoil. I will scatter to every wind those who cut the corners of their hair, and I will bring their calamity from every side of them, declares the Lord. Hazan shall become a haunt of jackals, an everlasting waste. No man shall dwell there, no man shall sojourn in her. When pride has no place to hide. The Lord's judgment upon Kedar and Hazan reminds us that no earthly security can ultimately protect us from God's judgment. These peoples trusted in their remote location, their possessions, and their flocks. They lived securely, imagining themselves beyond the reach of danger. Yet the Lord showed that no human strength, wealth, or isolation can place a sinner outside His sight. We are tempted to do the same. We build our lives around careers, homes, savings, reputations, and plans for the future. These are gifts when received from God's hand, but they become idols when we trust them instead of Him. The Lord humbles the proud because He will not allow us to find salvation in anything except Him. At the cross, Christ bore the judgment our false security deserved. There, the Son of God was stripped of earthly security and counted among sinners so that sinners might be secure in Him. Therefore, do not fear the Lord's judgment if you are in Christ. Your refuge is not your strength, but your crucified and risen Savior. Amen.